Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Children's Hospital. Fridays at 11, Adult Swim takes you deep inside the heart and bowels of TV's most celebrated hospital for children, Children's Hospital, where malpractice makes perfect, where every surgery is a party and every party has a 50-50 chance of recovery, where complex and often unnecessary procedures are performed by the best-looking doctors money can buy, with a cast including Rob Corddry, Rob Hubel, Lake Bell, Ken Marino, Megan Mullally, Aaron Hayes, and Henry Winkler. Yes, Henry Winkler. When it comes to hospital comedy, Adult Swim has you covered up to 80% if you stay in plan. Watch Children's Hospital Fridays at 11 on Adult Swim. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Something on my prize bag is wet. I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. We're coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles on Sunday, January 17th, 2016, at 4:20-ish. I'm so excited that you guys are here. You don't like football?
No.
Tell the truth! Let me see your name tags. All right, there's more than three. We're good. Doug's Plugs, San Antonio, Texas. I'm back after a long time of not being there. It's been a while, but I'll be back Saturday, January 30th at LOL Comedy Club at 4:20. And you know it's going to be fun because it's at LOL Comedy Club. And there's a 2 LOL minimum. And I've also got a couple of shows at the end of February at Fort Lauderdale at the Improv. Deets, dates, and links to all of my stuff is at douglovesmovies.com. Is anyone here doing the DLM challenge?
Yep.
You are? How many have you watched so far?
What day?
17. You're watching one a day?
Trying.
Is that how you're doing it?
Trying.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. She's only seen four, so you're kicking her ass. And I threw this out to everybody, all the people listening to Doug Loves Minis and Doug Loves Movies, that you should try to watch 366 movies this year because it's leap year, so you have that extra one you got to do. And I'm going to watch Leap Year. I'm going to do an interruption of Leap Year on February 29th over at CineFamily because that just feels too appropriate. And, it was like doing Back to the Future Day last October. And that Leap Year comet's only going to come around once every 4 years. So I'm going to grab it and ride it. But 366 movies and hashtag 366 days, hashtag DLM challenge is what you want to use for me to keep track of what you're doing. And then if you listen to Doug Loves Minis, you'll hear me talking about everybody and what they're watching. It's fun. I'm excited about it. And I'm excited that I don't have to watch that many movies because I did 365 last year and I almost quit. I almost stopped watching movies altogether, but I'm back into it now that I saw Force Awakens a second time. It reinvigorated me. And this is sad. My Taylor Swift sunglasses broke. Aww. Yeah, but they come like in a really nice carrying case. And they're probably fixable, but that's just not my jam. So I'm giving them away today. Yeah, these as seen on in I don't know about movies, but as seen on the internet, my Taylor Swift glasses. Also, from my extensive VHS collection, an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. I don't remember if that was a good one or not. Most of them are good. And then Gilmore Girls episode called Help Wanted. So both of those are in the bag. And, a couple of CDs. Like a sampler CD from Diesel Clothing Store. Like they give that when you buy pants that are too expensive. And then... Now this, I don't get this at all, but I have a CD. It's labeled Professional Murder Music. And there's just three tracks, and I assume it's just like scary sounding music for the murderer that likes to set up a scene. And still in its Christmas wrapping, because I didn't have to fly it anywhere, a Poke Bowl from our friends at Poke Bowl. If you don't know what a Poke Bowl is, watch Getting Dug with High, and there's one on the table that we use every episode. That's all the stuff I brought, but I've got three fantastic guests who brought even better stuff. Please give a big warm welcome to Dana Gould, Matt Besser, and Kumail Nanjiani.
What, the coffee?
Yeah, from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you were there. It is helping.
You dragged the Pete Holmes Award out of Kumail by speaking to him from the front row.
This looks like the worst episode of The Dating Game ever. No.
It's 2016, Dana.
The new dating game.
It's bound to be an all-man version. Four guys that are, what the hell. Just for another TV appearance.
Right.
But let's say hi to Kumail first, everybody. Kumail Nanjiani's here.
Hello.
It's like an episode of Petticoat Junction up here.
It's like an episode of Don't Take the Daisies. What's that show?
Please don't take the daisies.
Huh?
He's up here like Robert Morse.
This is the worst production ever of 12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
We each play three roles.
Yeah, no, I think he's playing nine and then we're three.
My brain thinks my mouth is a radio. It can't stop.
That's Dana Gould, everybody.
Dana.
And with a new special on CISO, right? It's like that expression, see something, say something.
Yeah, it's an anti-terrorism comedy network.
If you see something, sew something.
Yeah. If you see so, say so.
Yeah. It's an embroidery.
Tell everybody about it.
Betsy Ross.
Yeah, it's a sewing-based anti-terrorism.
If you buy store-bought sweaters, the terrorists win.
Yeah. Knit your own. Also, if you see something, sew something.
Or it's just like, if you see something... So,
something.
The best response to 9/11 would have just been, we didn't like those buildings anyway. Just mindfuck them. Just totally mindfuck them.
There's about a lot to tear them down.
Yeah, thanks. You just saved us some money.
Yep.
And they'd be like,
We wanted to turn it into one tower all along.
They would have torn off their turban and jumped up and down on it like Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard.
I am not going to participate in this riff.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Kumail?
Okay, I brought a couple things. I brought Pied Piper from Silicon Valley. Nice. Nice. And I also brought the Dothraki language learner. Game of Thrones.
These guys already know that language.
Put this on your bedroom shelf and turn your bedroom into Fort Panty Drop.
It has two CDs. So they made up a language and they were like, one CD is not enough for all the lies we have. So that's the two things I have.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Pass it down. It's just funny to imagine someone learning Dothraki but not knowing an actual second language. Like, if you're gonna, you know what I mean? If it's somebody that already knows several, then okay, but if it's your second language, you really, that's probably,
there are so many other ones
that'll come in handy these days.
Yeah, if you only know enough Klingon to be a tourist.
I would also love it if they were also like racist and on their car they had a speak the fucking language or get the fuck out. But also they speak Dothraki. I want to find the intersection of that guy.
Dana, what'd you bring for the bag?
Keeping our 70s theme going, I brought some records. I brought some vinyl LPs.
Little vinyl, I like it.
Big black CDs.
Oh, Funhouse.
My first CD, now on LP, Funhouse, soon to be on 8-track and Edison disc. Edison cylinder, I'm sorry, Edison cylinder, thank you.
That's a great album.
That's what Mrs. Edison said. And my second one,
an Edison dick joke? Yeah.
Yeah, and this is my second album entitled Let Me Put My Thoughts in You.
When is that album from, the second one?
That's from, that's the special that Bob Odenkirk directed.
Oh, yeah, so it's recent.
2008, yeah. And those are 33 and a thirds.
Thank you, Dana. With my VHSs and these,
yeah.
I'm so excited that people are going to take these home and not be able to do anything with them.
You put them in a frame, and then you learn how to say, would you like to see some cool shit in Dothraki? And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire.
Is that another reference to a show I don't remember?
You don't really know that one?
Beverly Hillbillies?
No, I don't know
that
one.
That one, everybody knows that. That was the least obscure of everything Dana's done so far.
The other references were spin-offs of that reference.
There were things that happened on the planet before you arrived that were quite interesting, believe it or not.
I don't buy it.
Something that rhymes with Merle Moore Moo, you might want to check out. It had some cultural impact.
World War II?
Before you were born.
Yeah, not interested.
Not interested.
But Kumail, you know all the words to like the Brady Bunch song, right?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, then you just don't know that stuff in general, then.
I don't know.
It's just out there, you know?
Yeah, the Gilligan's Island, whole like realm of stuff.
If you grew up here, you would know all of those things.
Hey, be less aggressive, Dana. Wishes were horses.
Right, I know. If you were the kind of person that was headed to heaven, you would know.
We didn't get old like, well, my heaven has fucking virgins in it, dude.
Because we all know how great they are in bed. My heaven has 35-year-old divorcees.
They get after
trying
it.
Trying to fuck a point across.
Trying to fuck a point across.
Matt brought a whole stack of things for the inclusion in the bag.
I did. I have the movie.
They're
I
trying
made.
To fuck away the last 10 years.
I hear. Anyway.
That's okay. it's Freak Dance plus my baseball card I put in there. The Matt, thank you. And scripts to movies I did punch ups on, including The Revenant, The Martian, Spotlight, you know.
He Oscar walked winners. In one day and said to the Revenant people, I'm thinking a bear. Yeah.
And then he walks in like, with it.
What if the only thing they're doing is moving pelts across the mountain?
And then he walked into the spotlight writer's room and we're like, okay, this is going to sound weird, but I think the priest should do something worse than just steal cars.
That damn ring I of made Boston the car stealing priests. Which one of these, did you see any of these movies?
I saw, Matt? I think all of them.
All of them?
No, I saw Revenant. Have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the part where...
I liked it a lot.
He meets the friendly Pawnee Indian and they catch snowflakes.
Pawnee, that's funny.
Yeah. It was my idea to have it be Pawnee. When they're catching snowflakes on their tongue, remember that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my idea. That's fun.
Yeah, that's probably the only light moment in the entire movie.
I said, make snow angels too, make a snowman, then cut that part.
Yeah, that's probably better for that movie, for that particular film. What was the last movie you saw, Matt Besser?
Well, it was that. I've been watching all the Oscar screeners, though. I did like The Martian. I did not think it was a comedy, though.
I saw it on
You weren't like, oh, man, when China was like, we'll help. You weren't like, oh, shit, they went there. Like,
oh, shit.
I saw it in the New Beverly on a double bill with The Help, and I couldn't figure out the connective tissue until I realized poo eating.
The Help and Martian have people eating helpings of poo. Right.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't see that.
What in?
One on purpose.
In Help, they eat shit.
Mm-hmm.
The whole.
She makes a shit pie and makes a white lady.
Right.
Tricks a white lady eating a
Which,
shit
by
pie.
Which, by the way,
spoiler alert.
How dead are your taste buds?
Yeah, when you gotta run around in your mouth for a while before you realize something's up. Yeah, it's a little weird that her nose didn't get involved.
But I do remember
this fudge has corn in it.
I do remember. I watched it. I watched it after the Oscars, and I was like, it's about a poo pie.
Yeah.
Was that actually a double feature? No.
No, but it could have been at the New Beverly because there was a thematic consistency.
You made up that was a double feature.
Yeah.
I was so buying it.
I'm in SAG. I can sell it.
Yeah, that's right.
The original title of The Martian was Poo-tatoes.
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 That's Kumail, what's the... I know yesterday you did a big marathon of episodes of X-Files over at CineFamily here in Los Angeles. Sounds like that was a super fun event.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
Before that, though,
did you see any movies? Actually, The Revenant was the most recent one I saw, but I saw...
Big screen or screener?
Screener. But I saw Revenant and Spotlight and Carol like in the same.
Oh,
like,
so
at the same time
you were just sort of like, let's have a lot of fun.
Yeah, lighthearted.
Let's spend the next 2 days wallowing in joy.
Yeah.
When you watched The Revenant,
a frothy romp.
When you were watching The Revenant and one of those the screener and the for your consideration thing came up, did you think it was an Indian subtitle for a second? Something one of them.
You think that that Pawnee guy is saying for your consideration?
Do not copy.
That movie is fucking intense. It's so much to deal with.
I just wish they gave him the Oscar halfway through the movie so he would just relax a little bit.
Yeah, you got it already. Snow is cold.
Yeah, I thought he was going to shit his own Academy Award halfway through the movie. And...
I thought Tom Hardy was amazing in that.
Yeah, I was very thrilled to see him pop up for Best Supporting Actor because there was no talk about it happening.
Can you really burn your throat closed? Is that a thing?
What?
Can you burn your throat closed?
What do you
mean? And the Revenant, when he drinks water...
He seals
water
it up.
He seals his throat wound with gunpowder and burns his own throat closed.
Yeah, I bet you can.
I hope there's some physics-defying aspects to that movie.
I don't know.
The concept of infection doesn't seem to exist in that
movie. Well, it's cauterizing the wound, right? So wouldn't it be the same as...
I guess.
Yeah.
I happen to have an expert standing by.
Is Bill Nye here tonight? Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, I thought you meant Bill Nye.
No, Bill Nye. He's my favorite
the science
actor.
Guy.
He is a great
he
actor.
He is my favorite actor in the whole wide world, Bill Nye. Mm-hmm. He's
Bill
amazing.
Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah.
That was Matt Besser's joke. I just said it louder.
Then it's yours. He's amazing.
What was the last movie you saw, Dana?
Well, today on the plane, I watched the original Assault on Precinct 13, and then before that, it was probably The Revenant.
What? Why did you watch that movie on the plane?
I haven't seen it, and I like John Carpenter.
Does it hold up?
It does. It's great. And Austin Stoker, who's the lead, is fantastic in it. And I love that they tell a very elaborate story for a buck and a half. It's a very small, contained story, but it's a completely satisfying movie. It was John Carpenter's first.
Did you see it when they remade it?
No.
That wasn't good.
You can tell it's not going to be good. You know that small thing that worked good because it was small? We made it bigger.
Good. Yeah. All right.
What did you see last, Doug?
I was in Seattle, so I went to the beautiful Cinerama Theater there, and I saw Force Awakens again.
Oh, yeah.
And it was neat. They showed the Daffy Duck cartoon, Duck Dodgers in the 21st century.
That's awesome.
And a very funny cartoon. And so it's fun to see that, and then fun to see Star Wars. And I tweeted, I've officially forgiven George Lucas in my heart because he made some shitty movies. So what? He created this whole thing. So let's give him credit for that and just walk away.
Yeah, he did.
You know?
So you loved Force Awakens.
Seeing it the second time just enforced to me, like, I'm just always going to love this movie.
Yeah.
Because when the music sting comes on, it says Star Wars at the beginning, I feel that tingling sensation, and then I jerk off during the whole, all those stupid words in the sky, I don't care about that, so I jerk off really quick. Usually get one out before that's done, and then you see a big spaceship.
You sort of restore balance to the force before the movie starts?
Yeah.
I love thinking of them as words in the sky as if they continue out into the universe.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if halfway through the movie a ship runs into the world.
That must happen in Spaceballs.
Sorry, I had to. It's made out of glass. Yeah, probably.
I kept waiting in this movie. I kept when they were in the sand dunes. I kept waiting for somebody to come by with a big
comb.
A big comb. Yeah.
Man, we ain't found shit. Only funny line in that movie. Shit.
Whoa, you really threw that down hard.
I just wanted to see how it would go.
People love Spaceballs.
Here's one thing not heard in the Spaceballs writers' room. You want to take a little bit more time with this one?
So we're going with yogurt. We're going to call him yogurt.
Dark helmet right out of the gate?
Yeah.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Dark helmet.
It's a $200 million movie. What if we took 5 minutes?
Yeah. Force is the Schwartz? Really?
Yeah, let's go.
Doesn't even sound like it.
We don't have to write it all today. We have a whole week.
We can go back to this, Mel, after lunch.
Yeah, I've written scripts. You get a week at least.
Dark helmet.
Dark helmet. That's beautiful.
Yogurt.
Dark helmet. Can't be topped.
So how many times have you seen Star Wars, Dana?
I saw the new one twice. I saw you going into it.
Yeah, I was walking out of some other thing.
You're walking out of the Michael Moore movie.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
What's that one?
Where to Invade Next. Right. And he goes to different countries and finds out these awesome things that they do and how they do it, and then he says he's going to steal it for America. And it's stuff like college is free, and everyone gets 2 weeks paid vacation no matter where they work. In some country, I forget which one. But
doesn't sound like Merca.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fascinating and also fun. It's on the lighter side of the Michael Moore spectrum.
So it's lighter than the one about school shootings.
It's a little bit lighter than that one.
It's certainly lighter than Michael himself.
It has
Spaceballs too.
But yeah, I'm very much on board with Star Wars moving forward. Oh, I didn't ask you, Kumail. Have you seen it once?
Yeah, I saw it once.
But you want to see it again or no?
Oh yeah, I totally see it again. I had a great time watching it. Star Wars is not a religion to me or anything. Like, I like the original movies, but I was like, if this one sucks, it's not going to, like, ruin my life. So I didn't go in I'm not enlightened like that about everything. Like Indiana Jones, I was upset that the new one wasn't good. But with this one, I didn't care, and I had a great time.
Wait, you didn't like the new...
Crystal
I can't
skull.
Sustain that improv that long.
Am I bad that I enjoyed all seven of them so far?
Like, yes.
I didn't love all of them, but I enjoyed
you
elements
like Phantom,
of all of them.
No. Phantom Menace?
I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say the Phantom Menace is worse than a million Hitlers.
It's pretty bad, but you know, if you can enjoy it, good for you. That's Thank what I you. Say. It just frustrates. That's what I love so much about this new movie is I was just like, this is exactly. It's if this had been the next movie, yeah. I would have never been unhappy.
It's a beautiful, delicious hamburger, and you don't have to really go overboard criticizing a hamburger. If it's bad, it's a bad hamburger. But it's a hamburger. It is, just it's Star Wars. Not a religion. It's not your life. It's a movie that's designed to be fun and entertaining. And as long as it satisfies that...
Yeah. I urge you to go on Twitter and say, Star Wars is just a movie, and see what happens.
I don't think Twitter is a place where people get obsessive about minutia.
And X-Files is just a TV show. Yeah. And CISO is
no,
just
I have
a...
stuff. I have
don't
stuff
talk
that I,
about
I have stuff,
CISO.
I have stuff that I love. When I walked out of Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, I intentionally killed a homeless guy with my car. I was not happy.
Oh, I'll tell you the last one I saw.
And guess who missed him? Nobody. Nobody missed him.
I saw a more recent movie. I saw The Death of Superman Lives. Do you know that? It's a documentary.
I was watching it at home today. And just had to stop to come over here.
It's so interesting, right?
It's
Tim Burton and Nicolas Cage's Superman in like 98 that they were going to make. But they have like access to all like... them. He's wearing the outfit, talking to Tim Burton. They're riffing. And it seems like really... It seemed... cool. It was like weird
it's
and
super
positive.
Original and weird.
It was so weird.
Do they talk about the movie they made instead?
Superman Returns?
No, the movie they made instead at Warner Brothers that year, they had enough money for the Wild Wild West.
Yes.
The brilliant idea.
Oh, that's
what,
great
if had, what if we had an African American in the 1800s who works for the government? Well, in a way they all did, but in not in the way that you think.
Did you think Will Smith was good in
that,
Dana?
That was a great TV show, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Did you think Will Smith was good in that, Dana?
No,
I could not
get past the obvious sort of thing of like, there weren't a lot of happy African-Americans.
The amount of man hours
in the 1800s.
The amount of man hours and expense that went into making it look like Kenneth Branagh doesn't have legs for that fucking stupid movie.
It was so awful.
But that's one of those movies on cable, I will watch it for a while when it's on, just because I'm like, I gotta just check in with this and remember if it's as awful as I always think it is.
And you go, no, it is.
It is because it's just terrible. It's one of those, it's like the remake of Lone Ranger when they tried to reboot that, where it's like, you've got to think of ways to make it spectacular within the time period. You can't just decide that there's going to be a big, gigantic, mechanical monster that this guy could somehow create
watch.
When we're having trouble building a railroad.
Well, they talk about that because the producer of Superman Lives hired Kevin Smith and was like, I have three mandates for this movie. Superman can't
Which
fly.
Which he denied.
Yeah, he denies it. But it was Superman can't fly. What was the next one? His costume can't be...
Is this John Peters?
I can't remember.
John Peters.
The last one is he wants a giant spider.
He was like, Superman at the end has to fight a giant spider.
Yeah.
And when the movie like went away, he made Wild Wild West.
Right, yeah.
And there's a giant spider.
Oh,
and
never in the suit. Never wearing the Superman suit.
Yeah, he's never in the suit. He never
not a
flies.
New suit, but just not any suit.
Does not have a suit. He's just naked.
He's walking around in jeans.
Fighting a giant spider. And it's funny, because they say, well, he made Wild Wild West, and he got his giant spider, and it cuts back to him talking to John Peters, and he's just like, I was really into spiders at the time. Like, he totally admits that he forced a spider into Wild Wild West. He was a hair guy.
He was famously Barbara Streisand's hairstylist, and that's how he...
The Warren Beatty character in Shampoo is based on him.
He
also went to Brainiac to battle two polar bears.
Yeah. It's a great...
Well, I should say...
But in their defense, they're polar bears made of small white spiders.
We've been talking to John Peters about him coming on Getting Doug with High. But I'm also throwing that out there as a reason maybe why he's got such insane ideas is because he does seem to be a pretty big pot smoker.
Yeah, and he also forgot the demands he made, too, because he denied them.
He remembered the giant spider thing.
Well, that guy, how many things have happened in his life? You know, there's like he has had a very, very complicated life.
There's a very famous story of him because he produced the first Tim Burton Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, that movie was famously hugely over budget and was just skyrocketing in the budget. And he somehow refused to pay for crew t-shirts. And just it was like I'll give you $100 million for the effect we're not going to see, but I'm not paying $400 for crew t-shirts.
No ice and craft services.
Yeah, it was literally one of those things. And famously, Jack Nicholson said, "You don't have to pay for the t-shirts, but if you do, I might just shut down, and you don't want that."
Ooh.
And then he was like, "I'll pay for the t-shirts."
Yeah, wow. Has anyone seen the Tim Burton Batman recently? I'm curious to see how that.
It can't be good. I mean, it's got aspects to it that are probably still sort of work, but like that, the fact that it's over budget is crazy because it's not up on the screen. It's not a visually spectacular movie, really.
For its time, for the time it was. It was the first time a comic book movie was dark. That's basically.
By the way,
but he's
look
dancing
at the,
around with a ghetto belly.
Literally,
at one
I'm
point.
I'm not defending the movie, but like that shot of Gotham City in Tim Burton's Batman, you'd never seen anything like that in a superhero movie.
Yeah, I
up
thought,
until that time.
From what I remember, it looks cool. Look at the faces of your audience.
Can I give you two words? Can I give you two words?
Are they sad?
Two words: Kim Basinger and Prince. That's why that movie's great.
What are the two words? None of the one of those
I'll
is a word. No, Prince is a word. The other one's a name.
There's four words.
You guys want a bat dance?
Yeah, exactly.
That song.
And he shoots down a gun with a pistol. Shoots down a plane with a pistol. But it's a long barrel pistol.
Yeah, it is.
One of my favorite dumb things in that movie is Michael Keaton saving his hide by just putting a little metal plate in his suit. So that's exactly where the Joker shoots him. Instead of right in the fucking face. I've been waiting for some movie to do that. We're like, make a big deal out of something going, I'm going to win, and then just get their whole head shot on. That would be neat. All right, so where do you rank the new Force Awakens? Do you rank it as...
The third best.
Third, yeah, that's about right.
So you don't like Return of the Jedi?
No. In fact, Dan Weber and I wrote an article called 50 Reasons Return of the Jedi Sucks. Before the new movie, before that, Lucas actually cited when he did the special editions, where he goes, "Well, I read all these articles about people who don't think the movies are any good, so I went back and fixed them and put in some tauntaun poo, which we really needed." That movie is risible.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, with one exception. It's a trap! I like the Luke Darth Vader stuff is good, but everything else in that movie is, I think, just god awful. Is cinematic abortion too strong a term?
When that one came out,
is celluloid 9/11 too strong of a term?
Because Empire was so great, and then when Jedi came out, I was like, just clinging to the idea that it wasn't as awful as you're saying it is. And I remember when what you wrote came out, and like each point being true and also stinging, you know, because you just don't want to give in to that. So then when these prequels came along, I was plenty ready to not like them anymore, because I definitely. Jedi takes that awful turn where all those little fuzzy creatures are like celebrating and dancing and have a song.
That's awful.
You know, that's
my favorite part of all the movies.
The effects are The effects are terrible. The effects are terrible. And just from a screenwriter's
They don't look like real Ewoks.
But just like there's green screen lines. There's green screen lines. There's grain. that's different, and the desert stuff, you can tell it's...
Yeah, this was back in the 40s or whatever.
But it doesn't look... but they're better in Empire and Star Wars. The Tatooine looks much more real in Star Wars than in Return of the Jedi. I know this conversation is the leading cause of vaginal dryness, so I'll wrap it up. Two words. Another Death Star? That's three words, I know.
Well, really. That's in the new one, too.
I agree. That's like, really?
There's another... Stop. This plan does not work.
Well, here's the deal.
The bad guys have to have somewhere. They gotta, you know, it's like James Bond movies. They always have a lair. They always have to go in and blow up the lair.
Here's the brilliance of this movie. They needed to reset the franchise so they can go make all of these other movies. And there hasn't been a good Star Wars movie, in my opinion, since 1980, really since 1983, the view of most people. Fine. So they have to reset it. So they make this film. The first act of this film is a remake of Star Wars. The second act of this film is a remake of Empire. The third act of this film is a remake of Jedi. You get the entire original trilogy sort of repackaged for you, and it gives you a good clean start to go off into these other movies. And the next one, Star Wars Goes Hawaiian, I'm very excited.
I was just sort of taken by how there were no boring parts. I mean, there was in The Force Awakens. Like, I was just sort of like, this is really tight, but also it felt like some things might be missing.
What kind of nerd am I?
What kind of nerd am I?
The things that I like, Star Wars, Star Trek, X-Files. The franchises that I like, I commit to and I like so much that I give them a break. That I look at them as sci-fi, as the history of the future, not as something I can criticize. You can't criticize something that's happened or something that will happen.
Yeah,
so I just completely buy into it, and I don't want to hate it.
So you can't be like, I didn't really like World War II. You're saying it like that. To you, it's just a real thing that happened.
Yeah, you can't criticize and say, it should have been better. It should have had a more interesting end. Hitler should have lived.
Let me ask you a question, Matt. I'll answer it.
Well, you can all
answer it, but I don't think you're old enough to answer it. But
okay. I'll answer it.
When Han and Chewie ran onto the Falcon, uh-huh. I was hit with a palpable wave of melancholy.
In this new one?
Yes. Uh-huh. Because it was like I was 15 again. And like I'm seeing these actors and these roles on these sets in a movie, but it was like that Twilight Zone episode Walking Distance where the adult man wanders into his own childhood and sees himself as a child. It was like I was so palpably close to my own childhood, but I wasn't there anymore. It's like, yes, but Han Solo looks like a shoe now. And I look like a shoe now.
I teared up.
There was sadness.
In the new one, I teared up at every new, first just the words. I teared up.
Yeah.
The second time I teared up is when they took the tarp off the Millennium Falcon.
That was awesome.
And my wife was sitting next to
my wife.
Didn't know that was.
Yeah.
Did not know what that was. And I was like, she's like, what is that? I couldn't even.
Yeah.
The word. I was like,
as soon as Ray was like, not that one, it's garbage, I was like, there it is!
Yeah. No, it made me. I wept like a baby.
But it's also.
I didn't see my wife. I don't have a wife anymore.
The amount of time that they.
I did, but I don't.
What are 50 reasons that you don't have a wife? Yeah. What? Can you list them? And do they overlap with Return of the Jedi?
I only.
Ewoks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried, Dana, about any woman listening to this who might be not interested in what we're talking about, because there is no such thing.
I know.
If you're already listening to the Doug Loves Movies podcast, you're probably all right with a conversation about Star Wars.
Sure.
Especially now that we're a little closer to the area where we can spoil things.
Yeah.
There's been some anger about this podcast in the last few weeks because...
What have you spoiled?
Well, you know, just general stuff. But
well, I don't.
If you're a fan of Star Wars and you haven't watched it yet, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
But just got prison.
So you're telling me that this is the first time that Han Solo has shot Chewbacca's bowcaster. Right.
Well, let me ask. I've been asking this at the shows, and there's always a handful of people. Who here is excited to see Force Awakens but hasn't yet?
What have you been doing?
Yeah, what is going on in your life?
A human girl.
What's your
Someone light a cigarette. I'm going to burn her with it.
How come you haven't seen it yet?
I just haven't had the opportunity.
Just hasn't had the opportunity.
What are you doing
playing
here?
Every
right
hour,
now.
24 hours a day.
Yeah, what? don't be here.
Hang on, you haven't had the opportunity to see it.
Yeah, you've I was been... sick when I was supposed to go see it with okay. my brother and my father. And
I'm not
playing
attacking
the
you.
Sick card.
I'm just trying to get information.
I know, but I'm feeling under
attack. Oh, don't feel under attack. It's just really weird how you're living your life.
She,
that's
okay
true.
That.
That's right. True. She's all right with the fact that we are talking about
yeah.
it.
Okay,
that
so
she's not. She's not like fingers in her ears and going la 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 la. Right. This whole segment.
La la
so
la la la.
Thank you for that.
La 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 la.
I bet you know a lot of the big stuff that happens in it. Have you not?
I
like,
know one big thing that happens.
Oh, what is tell
it?
Us what it is.
Well, since I'm the only one that hasn't seen it, I won't spoil anything.
Yeah. Say it.
Well, if I say it, I feel like
say it.
Say it.
Solo doesn't make it.
Fuck you.
Say.
Come on!
No, you don't need
spoilers.
To say that inside the theater.
Spoilers!
That was very brave of me. Shut up.
I tried
why
to cut him off before
which
that
is what
inevitable
I think that's
bit
how,
happened.
That is how brave people behave. They're like, I'm very brave.
Why couldn't he have died in the crystal skull before he had to grab the rubber snake?
Or on the golf course when he landed that plane.
Do you think he had an argument with JJ about wearing his like old man earring for this movie?
He's not dead. We just saw him fall from the bridge, right?
He's dead as Kelsey's nuts.
Didn't he get
Chewbacca's
hurt?
Hilarious in this one, too.
Yeah, he's great.
He makes me laugh.
I thought the bad guy was awesome. That was a great... Kylo Ren was great. Big fan.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sure.
Yeah, he's like a good, fun bad guy.
Emo villain.
Yeah.
The first time I saw it, when he took off his mask and his hair was all beautiful.
He looks like a hipster, yeah.
A guy in the audience started laughing and wouldn't stop for five solid minutes. This is like on opening day. And I almost got out of my seat and went over to confront the guy.
Yeah, you should have.
He had decided to
laugh. But he was so tickled by it. And just him. No one else was laughing at him. No one
I
was
mean,
laughing
but
at
you
him.
Think about it. It's like a major bad guy, and you're face to face with him, and he takes his mask off, and then it's the guy from Girls. Like, you'd be like, you? You're doing all this? Wow. That's funny.
He hosted SNL last night, Adam Driver, and I thought he had a good presence in sketches just because he's just not completely right. He's got kind of a Nicolas Cage quality.
Yeah,
he's
or Fred Gwynne quality.
Yeah.
He's so intense, and he was great, I thought. Yep.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. We got to get to the part where I say, let the games begin.
Don't feel bad. We were just making fun of you. In a fun way.
And you'll get to see the wonderful Star Trek trailer.
It's the best birthday gift ever.
Oh, happy birthday. Now we're the assholes.
But I also knew the thing she was going to say wasn't going to be on mic. So I wasn't worried about the listeners. But then...
yeah, you should not have said the N-word. It was the best part of the new movie, though.
It is such a crazy moment when they say it.
Yeah.
I would have thought a bad guy in the movie would say it.
Yeah, is
Chewbacca
is
says it's the only clear
Luke,
English
Luke
word
has,
he's ever said.
Luke has one line of dialogue. It ends with please.
Yeah, she kept holding up that fucking lightsaber and say something.
I just don't think that I can say that line. No, it's good, Luke, say it. In Star Wars, I know we can play that. In the original Star Wars, one thing that's different from 1977 is you could never have the lead role in a film be that fey in a movie. Like, he's literally, his line's like, what kind of talk is that? Chewing up, saying, oh, he's terrible trouble, sir. I'll shut down for, what kind of talk is that?
He definitely grows into it.
I'm worried about Han. All he cares about is money.
He was like good enough when that movie came out. Like Star Wars was
yeah,
so great
like
that
Fawcett.
It didn't bother him. I didn't hear from anybody ever saying that his acting was bad. And then now you look at it and it's not very good.
Well, he's just incredibly mincy. Which is just, he's just, I don't know how
it's just, there's something about it. It's just off. Yeah. Like, whereas Harrison Ford walks into the movie a movie star.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and that's what he does again in this one. And that's what I was trying to say earlier, is that a lot of time goes by before Han and Chewie even show up, and you're not looking at your watch going, when's right. that going to happen? Like, I just found the whole thing to be delightful.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, really good casting of all those new people. Like, there wasn't one that I was like, I don't want to see that one in more movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I wanted more Max von Sydow.
Why would Poe's jacket fall off in the crash?
It was already off.
What do you mean it was already off? It got hot in there? And he just laid it down inside the TIE fighter?
You really stepped in it now, Doug.
And then Finn scoops it up because he needs a jacket to walk through the desert? Can you let me finish my point, front row?
Hey, deserts are cold at night, Doug. Or what, whatever.
Did they ever talk about what ate the TIE fighter and then blew up? The TIE fighter
that rises
seems
up
to get eaten, and then it blows up.
I thought it
exploding
just went. I just thought it went into quicksand, and then it all just splashed up at the end, like as a flourish.
No, it blows up. It's somewhat inexplicable. I don't care, but it was like
you care a little bit.
Somebody's got an opinion back there. What is it?
The sinking pits that Ray warned BB-8 about.
Yeah,
and the and is it the sinking?
But he thinks there's an explosion at the end.
Is it the TIE fighter explodes?
Oh, it explodes because it's full of it's entirely under sand.
You know how when things are under, like when you bury someone who's dead, they explode.
Like when you accidentally leave your keys in the sand, like you're building a sandcastle, you drop your car keys in. It's like, okay, just wait for them to explode. I'm fine.
Car keys aren't filled with oxygen.
Well, neither are TIE fighters, considering there's no oxygen in space. No, that's great. I just can't believe that you're so stupid.
Even if it
actually,
was just...
Actually, car keys are filled with oxygen.
If it was just movies set in space, which one was the funniest this last year? The Martian would not win.
No.
There were funnier space movies than Martian.
I thought The Martian was great. It was fun, but it's not like a comedy. That's crazy.
It's really weird.
It's so
strange. Sneaky. It's so sneaky. Yeah.
It's so sneaky.
Well, yeah, there were no musicals. But when there is one, it gets nominated in that category. It has to be pretty shitty to not make the cut, best comedy or musical. But let's play.
I'm alone on Mars. Will anyone return?
All right, in that case, we're playing Doug Loves Musicals. Just shout out the answer as soon as you know the name of this movie musical. I'm just going to name songs.
Oh, jeez.
From one film. And as soon as you think you know it, and you can guess as many times as you want, first one to get it right wins. Mm-hmm. What movie musical has these songs in it? 20 Fans.
20 Jump Street.
Sneaking Around.
These are
songs in a musical.
Songs in a musical.
A movie musical. May or may not be based on a stage musical.
Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
I like a full title, but that is not right. The next song, Hard Candy Christmas.
This is going to be a Disney musical.
Well, thanks for helping everybody out.
High School Musical. High School Musical 2.
Do you think there's a Disney musical with a song
that takes place over the summer?
That goes... A little old bitty pissant country place.
No.
Best little whorehouse in Texas.
Oh. That's correct.
Yeah. I was gonna get it a beat after you did.
Interesting choice of words.
That was a stage show.
That movie has it actually has Dolly Parton singing "I Will Always
Nine,
Love
two,
You."
Five, oh.
I Will Always Love You, the song from the other movie.
No, Whitney and stole
The Bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
That's and great.
Bodyguard.
Tell me about the movie. Tell me about the movie. Do
and
you like horrors?
The,
yes.
And then the final song that I was going to read out of all the songs that would have given it away if you didn't figure it out by then was Texas Has a Whorehouse in It.
And it's the best.
Texas has a whorehouse in it. Texas has a whorehouse in it.
And it's called the State House, am I right? Sorry. Sorry, did I drop a truth bomb? Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to set off a truth bomb.
Is that really how that song goes, Doug?
Texas? Nope. Okay. I have no idea how it goes, but I bet you I was close. Bet you I ballparked
it. Whorehouse in it.
Texas got a whorehouse in it. Yeah. Doesn't have to have any more melody than that. Let's play ABCD's Nuts. This is a spelling game.
Oh, goodness.
Dana gets to start because he won that last game. Then we'll go to Camille. Then we'll go to Matt. We're going to spell out a title, and each letter, all you guys got to do is when it's your turn, is just name any movie in the history of motion pictures that begins with the letter that you get. And we're going to spell.
I feel like it'd be racist if I won this one.
Because
Indians always win. Pakistanis always. It's usually Indians.
We don't even make it there. That's true.
So unpack that one more time.
We're going to spell The Revenant.
Okay.
So your first letter, Dana, is T. All you got to do is name any movie that begins with letter T. And if you match the movie that I've written down ahead of time.
Oh, I see. I get it.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Then you're going to win. But if you can't think of one, you're out, and that does happen to people sometimes.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Taxi Driver.
Very good. And keep in mind that the word...
Did he get it?
That's actually also what I watched today on the plane was The Intern.
What kind of long-ass flight were you on? You watched two movies?
Yeah. It's a six-hour flight. I was in Boston.
All right.
The Intern is different from The Internship. Intern is the De Niro
one. Yeah.
Now he's got this new movie,
Muggy
Dirty McGrandpa, where he loses his internship.
Yeah. H, I'll say...
Wait, slow down.
Did he get it?
Just let me say what I wrote down.
Okay, all right.
And let me also point out that the movies that begin with the, that's a T movie, so you can only use those on T's. So don't, you know what I mean. So just for the fun of it, to see if you would say it, I went with The Revenant. Because sometimes the person thinks they're being sneaky and that's funny. All right, so Camille, your letter is H.
He Revenant. No, it's... I'll say Hoosiers. Did you say Hoosiers?
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Yeah, very good movie. I wrote down, I went with High Noon.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was at the time. E is your letter, Matt.
Everest.
Yeah, did you see that?
No.
I didn't.
I feel like I get it.
I almost said I didn't, and I did. I sat through it, but I feel like I didn't see it. It's like, oh, it's really cold up here. We should go down. That's like the big spoiler in that one. I went with Every Which Way But Loose.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Philo Biddo. That's Clint's character's name in that movie.
What are you talking about?
In the faraway time called the 1970s, Camille, far beyond your comprehension. A young, scrappy actor named Clint Eastwood made a series of jaw-droppingly fantastic orangutan movies. The first of which being Every Which Way But Loose. In which Clyde the orangutan flipped off many people.
That was as funny as it got. That was when they made me chuckle a little bit because that was a good orangutan. Then they made a sequel.
Any Which Way You Can.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Dunstan Checks In or Going Ape.
What was the one that Joey from Friends had?
Ed. E. Eddie. No, Eddie was Whoopi Goldberg basketball movie.
Ed.
It was just Ed was the name of the monkey? Not Marcel. TV watcher. Over in the booth. R is your next letter, Dana.
There's only one movie I can think of. Radio.
Is that the one where they thought they were teaching radio, but at the end...
Radio was teaching them.
It turns out at the end. Spoiler alert.
But not really, because radio's mentally handicapped, and you really can't teach them much. Sort of like, what did you learn from radio? Don't drink out of the hose? Don't touch the stove? Not much, really. He's mentally handicapped. What's he gonna teach me?
I went with Rio Grande. E, Kumail.
Enter the Dragon.
That's a good one. I just to help out my friend, director Joe Lynch has a movie out called Everly. It's on Netflix now.
Fantastic Fest. Was it good?
Yeah, it's just Salma Hayek in one space, like her home, fighting off hundreds of bad guys.
The subtitle of Spotlight was Enter the Altar Boy. Sorry, did I drop a truth bomb?
My favorite part of that was how long it took you to get to it after I said Enter the Dragon.
Well, I wanted you to have your full laugh.
Yeah.
I don't need to eat your laugh. You can have it.
V is the next letter, Matt.
Okay, so if a movie is like then A is the first letter.
Yeah, it's got to be A.
Okay. I'm going to say Valkyrie.
That's a good one.
What were you thinking of with that A?
A Vampire's Kiss.
Oh, okay.
It's not Vampire's Kiss, is it?
I think it might be, yeah. I don't think it has an A.
Oh.
Is that the one where the Germans that are plotting to kill Hitler think they're learning from Valkyrie, but Valkyrie actually learns from that?
I went with Vegas Vacation because I'm going to be at the Plaza Hotel in Vegas next Sunday at 4:20.
Directed by Steve Kessler, I believe.
Yeah, he backed his car into me one time.
He's a good egg. He's a good guy, Steve Kessler.
We were at a kickball game at a park, and he backed his car into me, and I had a dent in my car for about a year because he didn't have insurance, and I didn't want my insurance to go up, and so I just had a dent in my car. E is the next letter, Dana.
I really like Steve Kessler.
Well, he's a great guy, but that's my story about him. That's my interaction with him.
Was he cool about it?
He was super nice, but he was like, hey man, I don't have insurance. What should we do? Can I just give you money? And I was just like, oh, I guess so, but I just dropped it.
Yeah.
Never talked to him about it again.
Because it's me, I would have to go with Escape from the Planet of the Apes. The first
and
movie
because
I
it's you,
the
I thought if I write Escape from the Planet of the Apes, that's what Dana's going to say, and that would be like cheating.
Ah.
So I went with Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Oh, I thought you were going to go right to Escape from New York.
Could have done that too. Yeah, there's always a lot of options.
Escape from New York, one of the five best Ernest Borgnine apocalypse movies.
What are other ones?
The joke was, he was just in one.
Marty.
My fatty.
N is your letter.
N? I think I'm gonna get it.
You do?
Night of the Hunter.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Nice one.
I went with No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
There's a line in Night of the Hunter that a little girl says where she goes, "You must be fooling. My name's Pearl." No. That's so twee, it could have been said by Mark Hamill in Star Wars. "You must be fooling. My name's Pearl."
A.
Assault on Precinct 13.
I wrote Appaloosa.
Wow.
Why?
Well, I don't know, Kumail, if paying attention is something you're into, but most of these movies are westerns today.
Oh, cool.
N is the next letter. Dana?
N?
Yeah, N.
Revenant has two N? No.
Revenant.
Did we already go back?
Yeah.
Revenant.
Right. Night of the Lepus.
Great Western.
Yep. I went with Navajo Joe, starring Burt Reynolds. And finally,
do you know what Night of the Lepus is?
Yeah.
The DeForest Kelly. L-E-P-U-S. It is the DeForest Kelly giant rabbit movie.
They're evil giant rabbits. Mm-hmm. And you gotta fight.
I prefer to think they're misunderstood giant rabbits.
Yeah, I don't think they're like evil by nature.
God, they're giant rabbits. That's DeForest Kelly.
That's a line from, that's Bones.
Here come the rabbits again.
So did you say that I can't do a thing that starts with the, I
can? You can if it's the letters T.
Okay, so then it is, right? So I'm going to go with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That is correct!
A triple V, man. Wow.
Yes.
So fucking good at this. I deserve this.
That means you're first in our next game. Whose tagline is it anyway? I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture to Kumail, and he's going to... What happened?
Hey, did you
What's going on?
Did you do the name tags yet?
No, I haven't done the name tags. That's a great idea, producer Ryan. I somehow got distracted by 20 minutes of Star Wars jokes and Night of the Lepus. Let's pick some name tags, you guys. There's a bunch of them out there, and everybody should be playing for somebody.
Oh, all right.
And just grab one that you like and bring it back to your seat. Ryan also reminded me, because that's when we go to commercial. We'll be right back. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by CISO. We've been talking about it on the show. CISO is a premium comedy streaming service serving up on-demand 24/7 streaming comedy anytime, anywhere. It's specially curated for the comedy connoisseur with original series, quotable classics, next day late night, stand-up specials, and more for only $3.99 per month. Just $3.99 per month. They've got countless hours of premium HD comedy like the entire Monty Python library, including Holy Grail, Life of Brian, and The Flying Circus, totally remastered into HD for the first time. The full Kids in the Hall catalog, also entirely remastered into HD for the first time. Classic SNL from the 80s, and so much more. New comedy is added every week. Try it now for free or start as a guest. No credit card needed. CISO also has never before seen new originals like the UCB Show, a weekly variety sketch showcase from the original founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, and the Cyanide and Happiness Show, new animated series based on the wildly successful webcomic. Try it now. Go to CISO.com and stream for free today. No credit card needed. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back!
So am I.
Who are you playing for, Dana?
I'm playing for Joanne, whose film is Joanne Who Fell to Earth.
Aww.
Wow, that is...
What?
And is that why you picked? Is that why you picked it?
Yeah.
David Bowie tribute?
Sure.
Okay. Kumail?
Rach Hellraiser. That's the spoiler lady. Demon to some, angel to others. I think we've seen both sides today.
Sure.
So Rachel, I assume is her name.
Rochelle,
so sorry.
I think you're saying it wrong. It's Rachel.
And it's actually, it's Rochelle Razer.
Rochelle Razer.
And who are you playing for, Matt?
Grumpy old Tom, because he put the M&M's on the bottom that I'm going to eat.
So you get a box of M&M's for your trouble.
There you go.
It's only fair. Did he put a shit on the back? He sure did. So save those for later, fellas.
Yep.
All right, let's get back into the gameplay. Thank you for straightening that out, and thank you to everybody for bringing name tags. I'm surprised that nobody in the audience told me how come you haven't picked name tags yet. That was very, very disciplined of you, yes. I like that about you. I'm pleasantly surprised by it, but I'm glad we picked name tags, because shit's about to start getting real now.
We're playing whose tagline is it anyway? You just name the movie after I say to you directly. If Kumail doesn't get it, then it'll move over to Dana. You guys all right? You guys okay? Is everything all right?
We're going to crawl all the way up Everest.
Did you see Everest? Like that?
Is this the poster tagline or the line in the film?
This is
the poster.
Either the poster or just used, you know, IMDb lists taglines. Okay. And so sometimes there's multiple ones. And some are so, you know, just nail on the head that I wouldn't use that or hope not to, but we'll see. But we're going to start with Kumail. And then we'll come to you, Dana. Kumail, what movie had the tagline, a comedy about life, liberty, and the pursuit of two ex-presidents?
And the pursuit of two ex-presidents.
Yeah, that's really pretty specific for a tagline.
It is. God damn it. Do you know what it is?
Hell no.
I think I might be in that movie.
What movies have you been in?
All right,
name the first one that comes. I'll say Bubba Hotep.
Okay.
Can we try to poach?
No, Dana gets a shot at it.
Is it My Fellow Americans?
That is correct.
I'm in that movie.
Dana's in it. Dana plays...
sandwich delivery guy.
Yeah, more specifically it says sandwich guy at book convention. Mm-hmm.
But I hung out with Jack Lemmon for 4 days.
Like, there might have been sandwich guys in other sequences, yeah, and you want to be clear. The one at the book convention.
The film is a bukkake of sandwich guys.
What was Jack Lemmon like?
Jack Lemmon was a fucking delight. And
oh,
I'll tell
really?
You, really, I hung out with Jack Lemmon and James Garner, because it was just the three of us in the scene, and forever to shoot, because there's a lot of coverage, and we're there for 4 days. And then, you know, maybe 2 months after I'm on Robertson Boulevard, and I was just with him all day, every day, for 4 days. And then... like 2 months later, or whatever, I'm on Robertson Boulevard by the Newsroom Cafe, and I hear beep, and I turn, and there's a Bentley next to me, and Jack Lemmon's in it, and he's waving. Oh. Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm good.
Wow.
Hello, love.
Burt Lancaster winked at me once.
Did he?
All right, Matt gets the next one, and then if he can't answer it, then it moves to Kumail. And Matt, what movie has the tagline, a comedy about taking it one step at a time?
Spotlight.
I love any of these movies that starts with a comedy, whatever, you know, like, well, we better tell people that it's a comedy. A comedy about a man cultivating his own shit on the surface of Mars.
When you think about a guy abandoned on Mars, you immediately go, how does he use his own shit?
A comedy about taking it one step at a time.
The walkabout's not a comedy. Oh.
But the most gorgeous woman on Earth. Jenny Agutter.
Fuck, what was it going to be about? A baby? One step at a time? Someone in rehab?
That's what I thought. I figured rehab one comedy.
Rehab comedy.
I thought it was that Stephen Hawking movie. Truth Bomb.
You got anything, Matt?
Sorry, man.
I don't know.
What do you got, Matt?
I don't know.
You can just give up.
I give up.
Okay. Kumail?
It's not Permanent Midnight.
No. Dana?
A comedy about taking it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. Groundhog Day?
No.
No, not Groundhog Day. What about Bob?
No. let me just beat you to it. It's not Lost in Translation either.
No, I was saying because What About Bob has that baby steps thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that might have been.
No, it's a movie that Kumail was in called Life as We Know It. Life as We Know It. Had that tagline.
I don't
don't know that movie. What's it about?
He plays sandwich guy at pregnancy store.
Is that
pregnancy store?
Is Zach in that movie? Is that one?
Zach.
Is that the Zach and the Mental Institution movie?
No. This is a movie. Katherine Heigl and Josh Duhamel get a baby. And I'm a Josh Duhamel's co-worker, and I try not to think about it often.
It's important.
So these aren't all popular movies.
I hear that Katherine Heigl's just a delight.
She's not. I mean, I don't know her.
She's no Jack Lemmon.
We'll start with Matt again.
It's a good movie. You guys should see it. It's a good movie.
You should see it.
Life as we know it.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna pull the screen down. We're gonna watch it right now.
Here we go. Watch it on a plane.
When you say something is a good movie, but you end the phrase three octaves higher than you started the phrase, that's a good movie.
You won't look anyone in the eye right now.
No,
I really like it.
It's a good movie.
Good movie.
You have total liar lips.
It's a really good movie.
It is a good movie. Who's seen it? It's good, right?
Oh, wow.
No. They're under oath. You shouldn't ask them that when they're under oath here at Meltdown. Okay, Matt started us off with this one. A place where dreams are canceled.
A place where dreams are canceled. Oh. Is this something I've been in? Is it the TV set?
That's correct. Yay!
It's not a big Rolodex I had to go through.
Not a bad little movie, though. I like that movie.
Is that Jake Kasdan, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to Dana. The reason some animals eat their young.
Problem child?
No. Kumail.
What movies have you been in, Dan?
I don't think this one.
Matt, do you think you've been in this one?
No.
So it's got to be an evil kid movie.
If you were on Jeopardy, would you turn to the other two people for advice?
What about this would make you... This is nothing like Jeopardy. We yelled at a lady for no reason. This is... Nothing like Jeopardy.
Oh, that was a very good reason.
The reason, Baby's Day Out.
Oh, that's a good guess, too. That kid is quite a troublemaker. Matt?
The reasons animals eat their young. Why do animals eat their young? Because they're hungry? Hunger Games.
Just cut back on the numbers, I guess.
Games. 50 no, Shades of Black. Can I guess again?
Sure.
Just to see. Is it Dennis the Menace?
No. That would be... Most of your answers, that tagline would be a little harsh. I think it's harsh in general, but at least the title is not the name of a person that should be eaten.
I don't think this is it, but that would be a great tagline for the Gummy Bears movie.
It's a movie that you're in, Dana, called Father's Day.
That was the tagline?
Father's Day had that tagline with Robin Williams and Billy Crystal, and Dana played...
Another food delivery person.
Room service waiter.
The late, great Robin Williams.
Is that known as one of your big skills?
No, that was... Honestly, the reason I got in that movie was because Robin was bored and he wanted someone to hang out with. So,
you want to play a room service waiter?
Sure.
Yeah, he always... All of his movies have sprinkled with, like, you just... When you're watching him, you know, like, Dan Spencer.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You know these guys that are just, like, friends of Robin's.
I'm at Warner Brothers and I'm really bored.
Okay, I'll come over and play a room service waiter.
All right, where are we at now? We're back at Matt again, I think. A comedy about the journey... Between popping the question and tying the knot.
Spotlight.
Just me?
Wait, why is it my turn?
Huh? Because we're starting, I thought he went first in these last rounds.
Journey between popping the question and tying the knot.
Sounds like Kumail's anxious to participate in this one.
Nah. Go ahead, Kumail.
Go ahead. What is it, Kumail?
5-year engagement.
That's correct. And finally, Dana, what movie has the tagline, life made him tough, love made him strong, music made him hard?
Oh, I know that, you do.
Clearly, Roadhard. Not Roadhard.
No!
You're wrong. Come on.
Kumail.
Walk Hard.
Full title.
The Walk Hard, the story of Dewey Cox.
Wrong. Matt Messer.
The Dewey Cox story.
That's correct.
I hope you're happy with that. Is that a noble victory? Was that an honorable victory?
But wait a minute.
Do you feel like you deserve that?
I didn't do it. It's not my rules. I didn't invent Jeopardy.
I knew what I was saying. And I am in Roadhard.
You said Roadhead.
No, Roadhard. Roadhead.
Okay, let's say you were on Wheel of Fortune when you turned to the person next to you. Hey, you think this has got an O in it? You think I should buy a vowel?
Another Jake Kasdan movie, right?
Well, he's the only one who employs me, yeah.
But that's a hilarious... That's one of those movies where it's on cable. I'll just watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Underrated movie, folks.
You know what's another underrated movie is Life as We Know It. Do you guys go on iTunes? You know.
Let's play reverse Leonard Maltin.
Father's Day, directed by Jason Reitman's dad.
Is he a nice man?
Oh, Jason? He's the director of Evolution.
Jason's lovely.
Okay.
What kind of question is that on a recorded podcast? Is he nice?
Well, I asked about Jack Lemmon. Yeah.
But then his voice goes up, and he's a victim of his own thing that he pointed
Everyone's
out.
Everyone's
great. He's great.
Everyone's awesome. I can't believe how awesome everyone is.
Everyone is awesome.
All right. I can't believe how afraid I am that no one will hire me.
Dana, I don't think you've played Reverse Maltin before. It's like the old Leonard Maltin game, but the idea is I tell you the name of the movie first, and everybody knows what movie it is, and then everybody has to bid on how many names they think they can name from the ones that Leonard listed in the Leonard Maltin app. And as soon as Kumail puts away
his
IMDb page, we can start.
Yeah. And then Reverse Maltin came like a motherfucker and got out of there.
So we'll start with Matt, and then we'll go to Kumail, and Matt gets a pick from three movies. Which one of these movies do you think you know the most actors from, Matt? Even if it's just one or two actors. A Clockwork Orange? The Apple Dumpling Gang? Or Herbie Goes Bananas?
I'm just going to say Apple Dumpling Gang, because okay. I know Kumail won't.
All right. Oh. Yeah, it's from 1975. And Leonard lists seven names. So how many names do you think you can name from this film, Matt Besser?
I'm going to say two.
Okay, he says he can name two, Kumail. So you're basically probably just need to challenge him, I'm assuming. And
do you really think he can name two?
Well, like, he might screw it up. I don't know.
Oh, he has to name them in order?
No, just any two, but it's got to be two from the seven that Leonard lists.
All right, go for it.
He says go for it.
Don Knotts, Tim Conway?
No, that's correct.
Sweet spot.
I know nothing about that movie.
Bill Bixby, Slim Pickens.
Buddy Hackett in that one?
Harry Morgan. No Buddy Hackett in that one. But I could take that out of the old...
Apple Dumpling Gang.
And then the sequel, The Apple Dumpling Gang Rides Again.
Mm-hmm. So that means that Matt has 1 point. We're playing to 2 points. And we'll start with Dana and then go to Kumail.
What about the tagline stuff? Do we get any points for that?
The person that won the tagline game got to go first in the next game.
Okay, copy.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm not in charge. Which one of these, Dana Gould, do you think you know the most actors and actresses from? The Hunger? Whoa. All right. The Game? Or The Hunger Games?
Oh, wow. Hang on 1 second.
I'll be right over here if you need me.
I'm going to go with The Hunger Games.
Oh, that was fast. All right, now let me tell you how many Leonard lists. He comes up with a whopping 14 names. How many of those do you think you can come up with, Dana? 3. That's a very strong opening bid, but Kumail was certainly alive when this movie came out. So what do you think, Kumail?
I'll say 5.
5 names, Matt Besser.
Do it.
Do it. Okay. If you don't do it, Matt's our winner today, but if you succeed, you'll have a point.
Okay.
Any 5 from the 14 that I'm looking at.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Liam Hemsworth.
Say 5 names and then I'll tell you if you're right or not.
The Tooch. That's Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, please stay away from nicknames.
Okay. The Tooch. Elizabeth Banks. The Liz.
One more.
I will say Glenn Close.
You missed the 2 most obvious names outside of Jennifer Lawrence. I'm impressed.
What's this Glenn Close bullshit?
I don't know, dude.
She's not in it.
No,
she's not.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
Philip,
but is
Woody
he in the
Harrelson?
First one?
No, the Hunger
Woody
Games,
Donald
you guys.
Sutherland?
The first one.
I don't think he's. I don't. Woody Harrelson is.
And Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland.
Of course, he's in all of them.
Donald Sutherland.
He's Detective Snow.
Oh God. The Sub.
No, that's. I was just kidding around. He's Grand Moff Snow.
He's Simon Bar McEvil.
You know, Lenny Kravitz, Wes Bentley.
Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, he's the stylist guy that helps her look call stylist.
Have you seen his dong fall out on YouTube? It's pretty impressive.
Have I stopped saying his dong?
All right, well, Matt won on that game quite handily.
Were the other 4, Doug, were the other 4 listed on there? Were all the other 4 listed on the 14?
What other 4? What do you mean?
The Tooch was
the Tooch. Tooch.
Yeah, you were right on everything. I just didn't know where Glenn Close came from. She's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I am thinking of Snowpiercer. No, is she in that? No.
I'm thinking of Tilda.
Tilda Swinton is.
I'm seeing a face, and she looks like the rich people in Hunger Games, and it's Glenn Close's face.
Snowpiercer and The Martian would be good. Science fiction movies where people are eating bugs and or poop.
Or, this would be a spoiler for Snowpiercer. We'll keep going.
You're worried about a Snowpiercer spoiler? I can't believe that you give something away from Snowpiercer.
I will say, genuinely and legitimately, I'm very disappointed in myself right now.
Why is that?
Because I wanted to win.
Well, Matt's our winner today.
Yeah,
but
I know, I didn't win.
All right. But Tom, come get your prizes, and Matt, take those M&Ms off of there, because he probably wants his sign back. Oh, you're in the front row, there you go.
Wait, we don't keep that?
You want your sign back? It's negotiable. Do you want to keep, yours?
Oh, you can have it back.
Yeah,
what do you want to do? What do you want?
Give me Rochelle's name tag back, because I got to read the shithead on the back at the end. And same with Dana's down there. Just pass it over here to me. Very good. Dana Gould, what have you got to plug, buddy?
Oh, my podcast, The Dana Gould Hour, is around, and I do a lot of shit.
Right on.
A lot of crap.
And
I'll be at Sketchfest later this month. I'll be at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen, Colorado, and some other month. Maybe March or February. February.
Dana Gould, the last to know his own schedule.
I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of pies in the oven.
He doesn't have to have that stuff in his brain.
I have a lot of pies in the oven.
You got other things to worry about.
I have kids. I can't be concerned with
what movie you're going to go see Goosebumps tonight, right?
It's their choice. Whatever.
What do the kids want to see?
My oldest wants to see Goosebumps.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
Take the kids to Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Kumail Nanjiani, what do you got to plug, buddy?
I'll say Silicon Valley comes back April 24th. The new X-Files season starts January 24th, and I'm in the 3rd episode. You saw it last night.
It was awesome.
And you're co-hosting the Independent Spirit Awards on IFC on February 27.
Okay.
Nice.
It is
live on February 27th. You got to have IFC.
Yeah, me and Kate McKinnon are hosting it. Yeah. She's very funny and very excited.
She's, yeah. I like you better than her, to be honest, but I told her the opposite. Matt Besser, what do you got to plug?
I think I'm at Sketchfest, too. This weekend?
Yeah.
You're there, too?
Okay, so go to Sketchfest and look for shows that they might be doing.
And my special we mentioned earlier, Besser Breaks the Record, my stand-up special on CISO.com. It's the comedy nerd platform. Thank you.
CISO, say so.
If you see something, sew something.
You can get it on that?
No, I said you should get it on Roku.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's not my platform.
She gets real chatty with the guests. I gotta do something about that. Let's play one more round of Reverse Malton for fun and so that Kumail can feel better about himself.
Lenny Kravitz! Donald fucking Sutherland! Woody
the movie is Anaconda. I can name Lenny Kravitz.
John Voight.
We'll start with you again.
Reference about his giant penis.
Jennifer Lopez.
What's happening?
Eric
Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz. It's basically a remake of Creature from the Black Lagoon. I saw Anaconda.
Oh, yeah. Is it... who's in it?
Wait, you guys are talking about Anaconda?
Yeah. I saw Anaconda, and there was this really sweet family father and his kid in front of us, and every time the snake would come on, the father would cover his kid's eyes, and the whole thing, he'd just go, Mira la Anaconda! Mira la Anaconda!
What does that mean?
I want to see the Anaconda.
See it. Let me see the fucking reason I came to the
that's
movie.
That's in Dothraki.
What an awful thing for a child to be screaming.
Yeah.
Let me see the anaconda.
That happens in Spotlight.
That happens in Spotlight.
My anaconda don't want
too
none.
Soon.
Unless it's got buns. Hun. I'm going to let Kumail pick this time so he can get something, you know, in his wheelhouse. Pick between these three movies. This is a builder title, mashup title. let me say it right. Meet Joe Black, Dynamite-y Ducks. So it's Meet Joe Black, Black Dynamite, and the Mighty Ducks. Which one of those would you like to play, Kumail?
Meet Joe Black.
Okay. Leonard lists seven names. How many can you name?
I'll say two.
He's going for two, Dana.
From
Meet Joe Black from 1998.
Yeah, I know the film. I know the same two people. Glenn Close.
What movie is it?
And a rabbit.
I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you thank need to win. You. Brad Pitt and Claire Forlani.
Oh no, that's not the name!
That is correct.
But the other name is Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, of course.
Yeah.
Jake Weber, Marcia Gay Harden, Jeffrey Tambor, and someone named David S. Howard. yeah, there you go. See, you can do it. You can win. You're good at it.
This feels
good
worse.
Good job, buddy. Good job, pal.
We just gave you a participant trophy.
You got an award.
On the head.
I don't want this.
You want to spell something?
Do you guys want to throw some donuts at the crowd?
Oh, what?
Yeah, we still got a minute. Let's throw some donuts at everybody.
Emma Arnold said she injured somebody with a drone.
Yeah, in Seattle yesterday, somebody brought a drone as their name tag, and it went all over the place. There you go. Oh, these look like good throwing donuts because they're just plain. Hey, you gotta try overhand, Matt. Try an overhand.
Right? I think this is really, a bad idea. Really, this is a bad idea. And you're throwing them at the exact same spot.
Whoa. Oh! I'm sorry.
It slipped. I'm sorry.
Guys, they're gonna have to clean this up.
No, they're gonna catch them and eat them, Kumail. You don't want to throw one, Kumail?
No. It feels like Hunger Games.
You can't even. This is how you hire firemen.
I'll eat that donut in tribute. Oh, I get to do the last one?
Yes.
The Tooch.
Excited. Love the Tooch.
When is he ever bad?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, and then she smushed it. And
she made that donut her
What is
bitch.
That?
More to throw.
Oh, and they're throwing donuts back. They made these smaller somehow.
Oh, donuts. Let's throw some donuts
they
at
have
them.
They had babies. These just look like the same donuts, but now we're giants.
Matt Besser sprayed the crowd with donuts.
With donut jizz.
With glazed
spotlight.
Well, great job, everybody. Watch Matt on CISO, because I say so. Donut flying in. Oh, shit just got ugly. I got a plug. Where am I going to be? Oh, I'm going to be in Rosemont, Illinois at Zany's on Cinco de Mayo. It's my third or fourth annual Cinco de Mayo show at Rosemont, Illinois, douglasmovies.com. And thanks once again to my guests, Dana Gould, Kumail Nanjiani, and Matt Besser. Really wide range of opinions or statements here with the shitheads. As always, the person who left their clothes in a communal dryer for over 2 hours is a shithead.
Yeah.
Here's one that might be a little bit more important to people, though. The GOP party is a shithead.
Today's episode was, of course, brought to you in part by Children's Hospital, Fridays at 11 on Adult Swim. They take you deep inside the heart and bowels of TV's most celebrated hospital for children, Children's Hospital, where malpractice makes perfect, where every surgery is a party, and every party has a 50-50 chance of recovery, where complex and often unnecessary procedures are performed by the best-looking doctors money can buy, with a cast that includes past and future Doug Love Movies guests Rob Corddry, Rob Hubel, Ken Marino, and then some other people that haven't been on my show, like Lake Bell and Aaron Hayes and Henry Winkler. Yes, Henry Winkler. When it comes to hospital comedy, Adult Swim has you covered up to 80% if you stay in plan. Watch Children's Hospital Fridays at 11 on Adult Swim.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room